Driving around downtown Athens isn't unlike walking along the Atlanta Beltline. New apartment construction is everywhere.
I'm going to show you one of the developments that's finished that has the infinity pool on the roof.
That's Rob Trevina, the director of the Athens-Clarke County Housing and Community Development Department. He's my guide of the downtown area today. Trevina drives me to a six-story complex called The Standard, just on the edge of downtown.
This apartment complex is less than a year old, and it's 100% students. And they have their own buses that run to the university.
And it is swanky. Besides the infinity pool, there's a yoga studio, free tanning, a game room, hardwood floors, the works. But it will cost students, or their parents. Rent goes from $670 to almost $850 a month for a bed. The Standard and similar student housing aren't just marketed, but built for students.
We're talking about maybe a three- or four-bedroom apartment where every bedroom has a bathroom, and they have a smaller kitchen and a very small dining area. So there's no common bathroom. It's really like a small dorm.
Trevina drives me just a few blocks away to another luxury high-rise for students that's under construction, and it's
huge. That's like I said, it's like taking the whole block, a city block.
By next year, Athens expects more than 3,000 beds to hit the market near the downtown area and campus. Trevina wants to know what's going to happen to the local housing market. He says for a decade now, nearly 70% of new constructions have been built with students in mind. And there's worry about what will happen to Athens' older off-campus student housing complexes.
I think that the net effect down the road is still, I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen.
And that's the expert in this story. Steve Holloway teaches urbanism at UGA. He says this sort of development, what some call studentification, is a subset of gentrification.
Downtown should not be exclusively the playground of students from wealthy families. That is one of the risks.
But to fill all of these apartments, the students will have to come from somewhere. UGA's enrollment is limited, so Athens residents in other parts of town worry communities a few miles away from campus, where older student constructions stand, will become destabilized. Athens' resident population is fairly stable and also poor. Its poverty rate stands at 37% compared to 18% statewide, according to census data. Those concerns were on display at a recent community meeting about gentrification.
The number of developments that are coming in, we're going to have this big vacuum as soon as these students move into these places. And Athens is going to have this huge stock of undervalued property.
Longtime resident Linda Elder Davis worries the developments that not too long ago upended some of Athens' historic black communities will eventually sit vacant.
All of these neighborhoods that currently have saturated with duplexes and student housing, you're going to see them go down. We've got to find somebody to live in those neighborhoods. I have no idea where they're going to come from.
Some in Athens-Clarke County are trying to devise a solution. Trevina and his crew recently finished a workforce housing survey with the goal to craft a strategy to better address the low and moderate income communities' housing needs. Results are expected in the coming weeks. Athens-Clarke County Commissioner Melissa Link says she wants to see a moratorium on big student developments.
We've been kind of bending over backwards to accommodate developers without really considering or even asking what the desires of our actual community are.
Link says there's little support for that idea on the commission. But at the very least, she'd like to see more in the way of design requirements for the downtown zone, size caps, and a portion of units set aside for more low-income residents.
We're just now starting to talk seriously about it, but it could be years to work such a policy out and get it implemented.
Link worries by the time that happens, it could be too late to stop students from taking over downtown Athens. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.